This is LoveWorks' full potential presentation. All LoveWorks materials are copyrighted by LoveWorks, which is owned and operated by Real and Free Incorporated. Any unauthorized duplication of these materials is strictly prohibited. This presentation is brought to you by Sonika Tinker, MSW, certified Enneagram teacher and certified NLP practitioner, and her husband Christian Peterson, who is a certified life coach. They are relationship experts with over 40 years combined experience helping thousands of singles and couples to create more productive, loving, passionate relationships. They are the founders of LoveWorks, a relationship training company offering leading-edge relationship solutions. They produce and lead numerous live trainings and retreats, including Give Yourself to Love, The Gift of Conflict, The Possibilities of Sex, The Energy Dance, and Love's Secret. They also offer online programs, including The Heart of Relating and Singles Breakthrough to Love, audios, videos, books, and customized coaching sessions. For more information or to contact them, visit them on the web at loveworksforyou.com.
Welcome to your full potential visualization and presentation. My name is Sonika, and this is my husband, Christian.
My name is Christian, and we are thrilled to bring you this leading edge material.
We are going to be sharing with you one of the most powerful visualizations we have ever come to experience and have had the privilege of sharing with countless singles and couples in our relationship training programs. Before we dive into teaching you this visualization and giving you your own experience with it, we are going to be sharing with you some background into why this visualization is particularly powerful and why so many have experienced profound results from taking on this visualization as a regular practice. So sit back and open your mind.
Your full potential presentation.
For a long time, we believed that the world was flat, and that influenced what we believed was possible and determined how far we could travel. But at some point, of course, we discovered that the world was round, and numerous expansive possibilities presented themselves with this new discovery. Then for a long time, we believed we were the center of the universe. We have since, of course, discovered that we're on the edge of just one of many galaxies in the universe. There are still many outdated beliefs we currently live inside of, as if they were true.
Another example is, most of us still believe time occurs linearly. First comes the past, then the present, and then the future, in that order. Yesterday, today, tomorrow. And yet, there are countless scientists who believe that the past, present, and future are actually occurring simultaneously. Multiple worlds theory points to the possibility that there are many worlds taking place simultaneously, that we actually exist in parallel universes, and that we have a past self and a future self currently living in different times. Shamans believe that they are visited by future versions of themselves, sometimes from 300 or 1,000 or even 10,000 years into the future, and that these visitors have come to convey some particularly important message for how to reshape our current life experience. And master yogis have long been known to time travel or to be in two places at once.
This idea that time isn't as straightforward as we think is described really well in a story we once heard from Barry Neal Kaufman, who we studied with at the Option Institute. He and his wife Samaria had a little boy who turned out to, at some point, develop autism. He was so severely autistic that most of the authorities with whom they sought advice suggested that they institutionalize him, that he was completely hopeless and irreparable, and he was going to be severely autistic for the rest of his life. And as they toured these different facilities for their autistic child, they were completely despairing and committed to never putting their adorable, loving boy in one of those places. They were just heartbroken at the thought. And so instead they kept him at home, and they spent actually a good period of time examining their beliefs and also stepping inside this little boy's world so that when he spun plates, they would sit on the floor and spin plates with him. When he rotated around and spun around, they would rotate and spin around as well. And one of the things they realized as they were stepping into his world and mimicking him was that he seemed to engage in these practices when he was overstimulated. So they got this incredible idea to remove as much stimulation as possible from this little boy's life. So they moved him into the bathroom because it was the least stimulating room in the house. They took out everything they could. And they surrounded him with 24-hour care with practitioners who had been trained in unconditionally loving this boy, stepping into his world in the same way that they had. So they would alternate between mimicking his behaviors and introducing one stimulus at a time until he was able to be with that stimulation without engaging in one of those, you know, spinning behaviors. And they continued to repeat this practice over and over again. A couple of years later, their son came out of his autistic state, much to the surprise of many professionals who had specialized.
Who might say that that's actually impossible.
Right. We had the opportunity to actually have a conversation with Barry Neal Kaufman. And one of the things that he said, which was really inspiring, is he said, "I believe the future sent me this autistic son." Barry and his wife Samari have gone on to create the Sunrise Program, which is a place where people come from all over the world with their autistic children to learn how to recreate this home-based program that was successful in turning their son's autism around. Their ability to make a difference for all of these people, and they also started the Option Institute, where they offer tons of other classes for people and examining and shifting their beliefs and leading more productive and incredible lives, was made possible, he says, by the gift of this autistic child, that they never would have followed the path that led them to be making this kind of a difference if they had not had the gift of their autistic son. And he says again that the future sent this boy, he believes, so he could make this kind of profound difference for so many.
And it's not just about time. We also hold still, most of us, some pretty outdated notions of reality. Many of us believe that this world we live in is solid, as if it's made by minuscule bricks. It's definable, it's observable. So we move about passively observing our experiences in life, like we have no creative ability to influence any of what shows up for us or dramatically affect what actually happens to us. We move like we are victims of circumstance with no significant power to alter the course of our experience or impact the world as a whole, for that matter. We spend most of our life in reaction to what is, rather than in creation of what could be.
Yet quantum physicists decades ago discovered what they have come to call the observer effect. This is the idea that our predetermined expectations and beliefs actually have a direct impact on the fabric of reality. Study after study has shown that our thought waves actually create, alter, and influence our reality. They color our life experience. Some have even gone so far as to speculate that this real quote-unquote world is really just a fancy hologram with infinite possibilities. Indeed, mystics of all traditions have claimed for millennia that we live in a dream world, a sort of illusion. Consider these different stories as proof of this fact. They've actually noticed that for some people who have multiple personalities, they will, for example, be allergic to strawberries in one personality and not allergic to strawberries in another. Or they will be nearsighted in one personality and have full, complete vision in another personality. The entire chemistry of the body can change within seconds of each other.
One author who supports this idea that we are in fact living in some sort of a fancy hologram is Michael Talbot, who wrote a really great book called The Holographic Universe. In this book, he tells a stunning story from his own experience, actually. He is visiting a friend of his, a man who is having a birthday party. For this birthday party, they have hired a hypnotist, you know, the garden variety that comes by and makes people eat onions and think it's an apple, things like that. Then this hypnotist proceeded to make an astonishing experiment with the man whose birthday it was. He set the man down on a chair. He asked the man's daughter, 12-year-old girl, to stand right in front of him, like a yard in front of him. Then he hypnotized the man and said, "When you open your eyes, you are not going to be able to see your daughter." He opened his eyes and he asked him, "Do you see your daughter anywhere?" He said, "No, I don't see her anywhere." She was, in fact, standing about a yard in front of him. Then the hypnotist placed his own wristwatch, which was strapped to his wrist, placed it behind the small of the back on the girl who was standing right in front of the man. And he said, "Can you tell the time on this watch?" And the man told the exact time on the watch. He was, in fact, looking straight through his own daughter and telling the time on the hypnotist's watch.
These and other stories all point to the fact that the world is not as solid as we think, that time itself is malleable, and our beliefs do have an influence on what we create and experience in our lives.
And not only that, but also that our thoughts affect not only our reality, but each other in relationship. So from our world of love and relationships, which obviously is the world we deal in every day, there's a great story from one of the grandfathers of relationship research, a man called Dr. Henry Grayson. Dr. Grayson wrote a very insightful book about how this new physics interact with the world of love and relationships. It's called Mindful Loving. And in that book, Dr. Grayson tells the story of an experiment he did with his wife over a 2-week period. And he does say, don't do this at home. The experiment went like this. On the first day, when he would go to work in his clinic and she would stay at home, he would deliberately think only positive thoughts about her and about their relationship all day. He would specifically remember all the wonderful things about her as a woman and as a wife, as a mother, and he would keep his mind on that track all day. And on the next day, he would flip it 180 degrees and he would deliberately think only negative thoughts about her and about their relationship. So he would specifically come up with all the memories of their arguments and bad vacations and how they got into fights, things like that. And he would go back and forth, positive, negative, every other day for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, he did tell his wife that he had been doing an experiment because he hadn't told her about it at all before. And she was very relieved because she had also had a very odd experience. And their experience was that on every single one of his positive thinking days, when he came home, opened the front door and said, "Hi, honey, I'm home," she would be right there to greet him. Many times, actually, even with a drink in hand. This was in New York in the summer, so it's hot and muggy. She would be right there ready for him. They would have a lovely interaction. They would have dinner, watch a movie, make love. They would have a wonderful evening together. On all of his negative thinking days, every single one of them actually, when he would come home, open the door and say, "Hi, honey, I'm home," she would be nowhere to be found. If he even got any response, it would be like a grumpy one from the back of the house somewhere. And invariably, they would end up in some sort of argument or spat. And when they reconstructed her experience, and remember, she knew nothing of this experiment. On his positive thinking days, she was indeed walking around at home, feeling positive, anticipating with joy his return. You know, that's why she had a drink in hand for him and waiting for him when he came home. And on every single one of his negative thinking days, she was indeed walking around at home, feeling grumpy about their relationship, remembering all the times when he missed appointments or forgot to clean up after himself. And of course, Dr. Grayson's question is, or statement that he illustrates with this experiment is, our thoughts have tremendous creative power in our relationships. You don't actually have to speak them out loud. You don't even have to be in the same room or in the same house or on the same block. We influence each other.
Yeah, not only that, but these beliefs, these thoughts, they influence what we expect. They determine what we believe, and therefore they affect what we see and what we experience. And as so beautifully demonstrated in this Henry Grayson story, our thoughts can cross the time barrier. They can cross the distance, right? We don't have to be in the same space or say the words even out loud to have an impact. We can just think them. In our courses, we actually do sometimes these rudimentary muscle testing exercises where people get to experience the impact on each other's biology of just thinking negative thoughts about themselves and other people. Our thoughts have power. They actually can change the present. They can create a new reality, which in turn creates a new future possibility. Going by Dr. Grayson's experiment, countless others like it, it also points to this idea that reality is not fixed and rigid and solid. It's influenceable. It is changeable. And since we are made up of the same stuff as matter in this reality, right? We're made up of these same tiny bits of energy. Then that also means there is no way we just are either. I'm not fixed. I'm not solid. I'm not rigid either. I am this endless set of possibility. I am potential. I can become anything we focus in on. Just like Henry Grayson's wife, right? And himself, right? In this experiment. When they focused in on positive, they got more positive. When they focused in on negative, they got more negative. Well, the same is true for us, especially in relationship. Ever had the experience of being different with different people at different times? Like you're different with your parents than you are with your best friend, than you are with your kids, than you are with your spouse or your lover, than you are with your boss. Exactly. Why is that? Because you're co-creating yourself to be a different self in each of those interactions. Because there's no way you just are. You are potential. And in each of those interactions, you're creating a different self, a different possibility. So same thing, if you're in a room of 20 people, then there are 20 different versions of you in that room. Because each of you are co-creating a different you. Now, what is so exciting about this idea, right? That you are energy in motion, your possibility, is that it means we can be anything. I can be anything. You can be anything. We can focus in on the best of ourselves and bring out the best of ourselves. We can create ourselves to be whatever we want. We can create our partners to be whoever we want with our focus, with our attention, right? There's a saying that goes around, what we appreciate appreciates. What we focus in on, we get more of. Commonly referred to these days as the law of attraction. There's something that happens, just like this Henry Grayson story depicts, that what we think about actually affects and influences reality and creates a corresponding match to whatever it is we're thinking. The other thing I'll say about this is when we move like reality is fixed and it is a certain way, we move about just describing it like we're passive observers, right? I look at you and I say, you are a slob, and I can just look around and know that. From this passive observation place, I can look at you and say, wow, you don't want to listen. You don't want to have sex. Like I'm just observing reality and describing it. Well, what all of these stories point to is this idea that we are never, ever passively observing. We are always creating with our speaking, with our thinking, with our expectation. We're actually putting it out there into the universe, and we're getting something that is a match to that back.
Yeah, I remember we had a lady in one of our recent workshops who said, yeah, that's right. Your thoughts are as real as a stick in the eye. You can feel them. And there's a great quote from the Course in Miracles that say, you are never alone in experiencing the effects of your thinking. That means other people also always experience the results of what you're thinking and have been thinking. So our thoughts have great power to create. How do we use knowing this to impact ourselves? And how do we use it to impact our relationships and to better make them how we would like them to be? We can actually visualize how we would want to be ourselves and how we want our relationships to be. And this act of imagining or visualization has actual and real power. Remember that old saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words? Well, a picture can hold 1,000 thoughts. So to concentrate our thought in a particular direction, we use visualization. It's a really powerful tool for effecting actual change.
This power of visualization offers lots of evidence to support that these three-dimensional images we form in our minds actually cause reality to happen. There are many studies that have been done, we're actually going to share a few of them here, to show that visualization has a lot of power to help us achieve personal goals. To have an idea or a dream in our mind and then to see how we could make it happen helps actually shape our plans and helps us to define our goals more clearly. Many people, especially athletes and celebrities, have discovered the amazing power of visualization and have used it to enhance their careers and achieve their goals and dreams.
Yeah, I remember one story I've actually heard from several different sources is about the funny actor Jim Carrey, who wrote himself a check back in 1987 in the sum of $10 million. He dated it Thanksgiving 1995. And then he added the notation, for acting services rendered. He visualized this for years. And in 1994, he actually received $10 million for his role in the movie Dumb and Dumber.
Kind of makes me want to go write a $10 million check. Another story, Nobel laureate Jonas Salk was asked how he went about inventing the polio vaccine. His reply, I pictured myself as a virus or a cancer cell and tried to sense what it would be like. He actually used visualization to discover the cure.
And notice he's using the power of his visualization to see something that hasn't been yet. Another great and well-known and documented study on creative visualization is from the sports world, when Russian scientists compared four groups of Olympic athletes in terms of their physical and mental training ratios. So they would split these athletes in four groups. The first group would receive 100% physical training. So, for example, if that's a basketball player, they would be doing only physical training on the court, shooting hoops, dribbling, so forth. Group number two received 75% physical training, 25% mental training, that's visualization. Group number three received 50-50, so 50% mental training and 50% physical training. And the fourth group received 75% mental training and 25% only of physical training. Group number four, who spent three quarters of their time visualizing, had the best performance results, the highest improvement, indicating, of course, that the mental training or visualization has significant and measurable effect on your biological performance. And similarly, for many years, the Russian gymnasts totally dominated the Olympic Games. The Americans trained hard, but they couldn't compete with the nearly flawless Russians. It wasn't until many years later the Americans and others discovered that the Russians used sports psychologists to help with mental training techniques, and visualization is among the primary. They would spend a few hours every day visualizing their routines with perfect landings, twists, and jumps. And today, most top athletes use the power of visualization to perform at their very peak.
People who soar refuse to sit back and wait for things to change. They visualize that they are not quitters. They picture themselves in the future doing and being their best. They actually use the power of visualization to help them reach their goals and to realize their dreams. Visualization has helped millions of people, and it can be one of the most powerful tools for achievement you can use. We've seen the power of visualization in our own lives, as well as in our work with couples, singles, and families. I'll never forget one couple who came to see me. One of their primary complaints actually was their son. He was behaving very badly in school, always getting in fights, crying and whining all the time, very emotional, unwilling to help, not able to get along with his friends at school. They had a whole litany of complaints about this boy, and they were troubled by the impact it was having on their relationship. So in my work with them, I actually helped them make a list of all of their boy's negative qualities that were really inhibiting their family life. And then on the next column, we actually crafted together who he would be if he were his best self. And we came up with a whole other list of positive qualities and attributes. And I gave the assignment for this woman to go home and every morning for 5 minutes to focus in on her son being his best self, to create an image in her mind of him being cooperative, happy, successful, productive, getting along with family and friends. Within 2 days, she said, she got a call from the teacher who was flabbergasted at the change she was seeing in this boy at school. The mother also reported after a week, when they came back for their next session, how their son had dramatically changed. And they hadn't done anything differently except for focus in on his full potential or his best self every morning for 5 minutes. I'll tell you another story that was really impactful for me, showing this power of visualization or expectation and how it impacts reality. This was a time when I was working in the kitchen making a meal with my son, who was 5 at the time, and my daughter, who was about 2.5. And she was hanging out in there very happily playing with one of my son's toys while I was cooking. And at some point, my son came in and noticed that she was playing with his toy. Now, he did what most 5-year-old boys will do when they notice that their sister is playing with their toys. He went over and he grabbed it out of her hand and said, "This is my toy," at which point my daughter began to cry. Now, I could have done in that point what I probably had done 1,000 times before, truthfully, right, is I could have scolded him for taking the toy from her that way. I could have told him it wasn't very nice and to give it back. I could have grabbed it out of his hand and said, "We don't grab toys in this family," and, you know, given him a complete double message. Instead, I chose to focus in on the best of him. So I actually ignored the behavior and I stooped down to look my daughter straight in the eye and I said, "Don't worry, honey. Your big brother loves you so much, and he loves sharing his toys with you. He has shared his toys with you in the past, and he will absolutely share them with you again, because he is a generous, loving, sweet big brother." I remember looking out of the corner of my eye and watching my son, who was holding the toy, you know, at arm's length away, slowly start bringing the toy down to hand over to his sister, and a big smile erupted on his face. I got to watch how, in a matter of seconds, my words and my focus actually created this boy to be more of who we all wanted him to be. He wanted to be more generous as well. He wanted to feel good about giving to his little sister. The whole fight and drama and conflict was completely averted by my focusing in on the best, rather than what I would have used to have done, was focusing in on what I didn't like and what I didn't want. I'll tell you another story. You know, for a long time, I used to fantasize in my mind about being with this incredible man. I remember the experience I had of, in my mind, picturing myself being completely adored and loved with this man who was completely present, and how safe I felt, and how loved and adored I felt, and how protected I felt, how held energetically I felt. And I used to fantasize about that over and over and over again for many, many years. And I remember when I first met Christian, I had this epiphany at one point when he was loving and adoring me and being totally present with me. I remember saying to him, "Oh my God, you're that man. You're that guy." I wonder if I actually created him in my mind by visualizing him over and over again. Or another thought I've actually had sometimes in this whole idea about time, you know, the past, present, and future all happening at the same time. I wondered actually if I was remembering the future, or if in some other time we were already together. And that's what had me recognize him so easily when we first met, right? We had one of those falling in love with each other within the first 5 second kind of experiences. Was I in fact remembering him from another time?
In whichever case, I certainly was pleased with the result. So we share all of this with you in preparation for the cutting-edge visualization that we're about to lead you through. This visualization will connect you directly and powerfully with your full potential. Now, this image of you in your full potential, it's a three-dimensional image that will actually set in motion the creation of a new self. The more you see and interact with this image, the more you will see yourself as this image, and the more you identify yourself with it, the more you will become it. Just like the Russian gymnasts who envisioned their perfect performance over and over again in their minds and were much more likely to actually do what they had imagined. You are much more than what you have done up till this point. You are much more than what you have thought up till this point, what you have accomplished up till this point. There's a whole possibility of you and your full potential that even you have yet to discover. But as you will see shortly, you have the power to connect directly, interact directly, indeed communicate directly with this image of you and your full potential. And miracles and amazing creations can come from that.
As you connect with this image of you as your full potential in this visualization, this act in your mind in and of itself is a creative act. Your imagining alone will set in motion the creation of your full potential self, the creation of a new reality, right? A new self. So remember we talked about the power of thought. As you picture yourself as your full potential, this thought will ripple out into the future and bounce back, helping you create yourself to be this new self. This picture that you will be unfolding in your mind holds 1,000 positive thoughts of pure loving potentiality. When you connect with and talk to this image, when you ask your full potential questions and allow your full potential to answer you, you will access via your right brain answers that lie hidden within you and which are inaccessible to you from left brain in your normal daily state of consciousness. These answers are often deeply meaningful, they're directly personal, extremely relevant, and practically useful.
Now, some have even suggested that these answers come from the future. What if this vision or image is actually a real you in another world, in another time? What if this image is actually you 300 years or 1,000 years out in the future, coming back to you in this time to deliver a special message that will help you be your best self now and then? Perhaps this message will help you alter the future or change something in another world as much as positively affect change in your current world.
I sometimes believe that my full potential is a way for me to access and receive deep spiritual guidance from the mysterious beyond in a way that's very easily accessible. I sometimes have been blown away by the perfection of the message I receive, that honestly, I feel often as though I have just been contacted directly by God.
Yeah, and I want to say for myself, I'm a very practical man, and I use this to connect directly with the man I could be, the man I have a vision of, that I dream of being, and that man can give me answers that will inform how I move forward today, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow.
Whatever you believe, we have discovered after years and years of leading this visualization and participating in ourselves that the messages we receive are indeed the perfect answers for helping us to step more fully into our full potential now. And we can use these messages, if we choose, to help us become more loving, open-hearted, wise, powerful, effective human beings, both on our own and in our relationship with other people.
So it is in this positive spirit that we offer this uplifting and inspiring and powerful visualization to you. Use it to connect with the best of yourself and to bring out the best of yourself and of your partner when you do the couples visualization too. Use it to inspire yourself to take actions and fully create the best life possible. Actually live out the advice that you will get from your full potential. And truly, if you do this, all of us will benefit. The world will benefit. Your partner will benefit. Your kids will benefit. And ultimately, we'll all be living in a much better place. When you're ready for your full potential visualizations, please go to the second audio of this presentation. There you will find 3 different versions of your full potential visualizations. The first one is the extended version, and we recommend you start with this one, especially if this is your first time doing it. The second one is the shortened version of your full potential visualization, and the third is your full potential relationship visualization. Enjoy. This is the extended version of your full potential visualization.
To begin, sit in a comfortable position and breathe deeply and rhythmically. And just take a deep breath. And just continue to allow yourself to relax and sink into being. Just allowing yourself to relax and go inside. And go ahead and take one more nice deep breath. And in your mind, take yourself to a place where you feel really peaceful and safe. This place can be a special room somewhere, or a special place outside of nature. It can be a place that you've been to before, or a place you're newly creating here in your mind. And just allow yourself to sink into this place. Be there now in your mind. Look around and see everything there is to see in this place. What beauty is there to behold through your eyes as you look around? Notice any sounds that you can hear with your ears as you listen while also looking in this place you've created. Notice any sensations. And any fragrances. Just allow yourself to experience the richness through your senses of this place. And in this place, see coming towards you an image of you in your fullest potential. See this figure coming closer to you. The you would be if you were the most radiant, vibrant, healthy, powerful, beautiful, wise, grateful, graceful, strong, enlightened, the most amazing, loving being you can possibly imagine being. This full potential you that is all-knowing, unconditionally loving, open, present. And just see this full potential you coming towards you. Notice how your full potential enters. Notice how your full potential carries him or herself. What are they wearing? What qualities are they embodying? Notice how you feel standing in the presence of your full potential. What feelings are evoked? What are you experiencing as you gaze upon this image of you in your fullest potential? You as your best, most wise and loving self. Now imagine that your full potential has a tailor-made, unique message just for you about how you could live more consistent with your own full potential. Ask your full potential, what is one step you can take to more fully express your full potential. And just listen to the message you receive. Their response might come to you in words, in images, in feelings, or some combination thereof. So listen to the message. What is one step you can take that will support you to more fully realize your own full potential? And thank your full potential for giving you this message of love and support. Now imagine that your full potential has traveled from far in the future to give you a special gift. This gift is just for you. See your full potential stretching out their hand and offering you this special gift. And once you have received it, allow your full potential to convey to you the message of it. And once again, thank your full potential for this gift. And in your mind's eye, see yourself living out the message, the messages you have just received from your full potential. See yourself taking those steps, living and embodying the message of the gift they just gave you. What are you doing as you incorporate this message? How are you different? Who are you being? What new results are you producing from this new way of being? In your mind's eye, see yourself playing out in the future the embodiment of these messages you have just received. As you envision yourself moving consistent with these messages, know that you are creating as you do so. You are using the power of visualization to create for yourself a new experience, a new possibility. And once again, as you return to your full potential, thank your full potential for their message of love and support, for their guidance in helping you become your own full potential in your current life situation. And before we wrap up your visit with your full potential, Ask him or her how often they would like you to check in with them for answers and guidance. Once a day, twice a week. Go ahead and ask that of your full potential in the privacy of your own mind and listen to the response they give you. Your full potential is available to you at any time. You can ask for advice, ask questions. You can connect and just be with your full potential and feel the presence and power of their being and allow that to permeate you. You can receive guidance and access your inner wisdom at any time. See yourself taking advantage of this opportunity to sit down and converse with your full potential at any time, and particularly at any of their suggested intervals. See yourself sitting down twice a day, if that is what they recommend, every morning. So one last time, gaze at your full potential. And as you do so, allow yourself to sink into the idea that this is you. This is you. This is your potential. This vision of you wants to be realized. It wants to become. It wants to be called into being with your presence and your focus. To support this in whatever way feels good to you, merge with this image of you and your full potential. So either step into this image or allow your full potential to step into you. In whatever way feels good to you, literally blend your body together with that of your full potential so that you become one. You are your full potential. Feel how that feels. Notice the thoughts you have as this full potential self. And as your full potential, take a deep breath. And another nice deep breath as you bring yourself back here into your body, back here into this space and time. And another nice deep breath. As you open your eyes when you're ready, bringing your full potential with you from this moment forward. Enjoy. Let yourself be surprised as you go through the remainder of your day from this full potential self place. Notice what you create. Notice what you attract. Notice what comes to you. Notice what miracles you produce. Have fun with this.
This ends the extended version of your full potential visualization. This is the short version of your full potential visualization.
Allow yourself to get comfortable, either sitting or laying down. And begin by just taking a couple of deep breaths as you let your body relax. And And another nice deep breath as you let yourself sink into relaxation. Just allow yourself to be here in this moment. No place to go, nothing to do. Only being. And one more nice deep breath. Good. And in your mind, take yourself to a place where you feel really peaceful and safe. A special room someplace, or a special place outside in nature. Either a place you have been to before, or a place you are newly creating here in your mind. And in this place, allow yourself to look around and see everything there is to see in this place. Take in the sights as you do so. Paying attention to any sounds. Any sensations. Any fragrances. Just allowing yourself to drink in this place through all of your senses. And in this place, see coming towards you an image of you in your fullest potential. The you you would be if you were the most loving, powerful, vibrant, outrageous, wise, open, centered, present, passionate, fully loving being you can imagine being. And just notice how your full potential enters. Often that is a communication in and of itself. And just notice what your full potential is wearing. How your full potential is carrying him or herself. And just drink in this image of you and your full potential. And in the privacy of your own mind, ask your full potential, what is one thing you can do right now in your life to help you more fully realize your full potential? And just listen to what your full potential says, whether they respond in feelings or pictures or words or some combination thereof. Just allow yourself to receive their message. And thank your full potential for this message, for their loving guidance. And imagine now that your full potential has a special gift for you. And see your full potential giving to you this gift and conveying to you the message of it. Thank you. Once again, thank your full potential for this gift. And take a moment to imagine yourself embodying and incorporating this message, this step, this gift. See yourself implementing it. Play it forward throughout your day and imagine yourself taking this step, embodying this message, being more your full potential. And once again, thank your full potential for this gift, for this message. And in whatever way feels good for you and to you, allow yourself to merge with this image, to blend your body into that of your full potentials until you are one being. And go ahead and take a deep breath as you sink into this knowing that you are this full potential being. This is you, wanting to be manifested and realized, wanting to be expressed, wanting to be called into existence more and more with each choice and with each action. This is you. And as this full potential being, go ahead and take a very deep breath as you anchor yourself as this full potential being in your mind and in your body. And another deep breath as you bring your full potential being as yourself back here into this space and time, into the room which you are sitting, or the space in which you are. And one more nice deep breath as you open your eyes and greet this moment as your full potential self. Have fun with this.
This ends the short version of your full potential visualization. This is your full potential relationship visualization.
In this next visualization, we are going to connect with your full potential relationship. Allow yourself to get comfortable in a safe, peaceful place where you can relax. And go ahead and take a deep breath. And gently let your eyes close. And go ahead as we begin, just take a couple of deep breaths and let yourself relax more and more with each breath. And one more nice deep breath here as you relax even more into being here in this moment. No place to go, nothing to do, just be. And one more deep breath. Good. In your mind, take yourself to a place where you feel peaceful and safe. Any place at all, a place where you have visited before, or a new place you're conjuring up here in your mind. Perhaps a special room someplace, or an amazing place outside in nature. And just allow yourself in this place to look around and see what there is to see. Drink in this place through your eyes as you look around. Noticing any sounds as well as you do. Notice any touch sensations. Any fragrances. Just let yourself be here now in this place. In this place, see coming towards you an image of you in your full potential. The you you would be if you were the most loving, open, centered, wise, passionate, confident, fully expressed, sensual, sexual, vibrant, the most powerful being you can imagine being. And notice how your full potential enters. How your full potential carries him or herself. Notice what feelings are evoked in you as you watch and experience your full potential here in front of you. In your mind's eye, imagine your full potential greeting your full potential partner. So imagine either your current or future partner stepping in or coming in to be with your full potential. And see them as their best. Who would they be if they were the most powerful, loving, passionate, present, vibrant, nurturing, sexual, sensual, strong, capable self. Imagine your full potential partner stepping into the presence of your own full potential. And just allow yourself to watch your full potential and your partner's full potential as they meet and greet each other. How are they being? How are they being with each other? What are they doing? Just allow yourself to enjoy this image of this full potential couple, this full potential relationship. Just allow it to unfold before your eyes as you witness how they move with each other. Experience the connection. The presence, their unconditional love and acceptance for one another, their playfulness and aliveness. Just allow yourself to experience this full potential couple. Notice how you feel as you observe them. And allow yourself to speculate about the possibilities. What could you do from this place? Allow this full potential couple to display for you some of the possibilities of joining with another in this way. Full potential to full potential. Imagine now that your full potential relationship, this full potential couple, is turning their attention to you. And they have a message for you, for what you can do or how you can move to more fully express and live this full potential relationship in your own life. And see them delivering this message for you. And thank them for this gift, this message that they have just delivered to you. And imagine that they actually have also a gift for you, not just in the form of a message. And see them giving to you this gift and conveying to you the message of it. And thank them for this gift. And take a deep breath here as you, for the last time for now, gaze onto this image of your full potential relationship. And know with all of your heart that this full potential relationship is being called into being. And allow yourself in your mind's eye to merge with this image of you in your full potential. In whatever way feels good to you, either step into the image or allow the image of you and your full potential to step into you. Just allow yourself to merge your body with that of your full potential until you become one. And you are now the one standing before your beloved and their full potential, looking out through the eyes of your full potential onto theirs. Drink in this love. This open-heartedness, this excitement, this closeness, this passion, this amazing experience of being joined with another. And feel how it feels to connect in this way. In your body, as you present. presence this image in your mind, being with your beloved as your full potential. And allow yourself to express your love and gratitude to your partner's full potential. Expressing your gratitude and delight for all you will create together. In whatever way feels right to you, complete with your full potential partner. Either with a hug or a kiss or a namaste. And go ahead and close your eyes. And take a deep breath as you bring yourself back here as this full potential into this space and this time. And another deep breath as you bring your full potential being here with you now. And one more nice deep breath as you open your eyes. And greet the day as your full potential self going forward in creation of this full potential relationship vision. Have fun with this. Enjoy.
This ends your full potential relationship visualization. We hope you have enjoyed these visualizations. And we recommend that you use them as often as you possibly can. For more information and support on how to live your full potential in all of your relationships, visit us on the internet at loveworksforyou.com. All spelled out, loveworksforyou.com.